from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Brazil Senate votes to impeach. By a vote of 55 to 22, Brazilian senators early Thursday morning voted to suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office for breaking budgetary laws. Following a nearly 22-hour debate in the Senate, a simple majority was all that was needed to open a trial of Ms. Rousseff for allegedly using borrowed money from state banks to cover budget deficits and pay for social programs. The president will be formally notified of the vote later on today, at which point she will face an impeachment trial. Her vice president will take over her post in the interim. Brazilian police and supporters of the embattled president faced off in front of the Senate on Wednesday. Several protesters needed to be carted away. Deadly bomb blasts on Wednesday in Baghdad and reports of Islamic State advances in Syria's central province of Homs underscore the continuing threat posed by the militant Sunni group. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights on Wednesday said IS fighters have cut a key road linking the ancient city of Palmyra with the provincial capital. IS was pushed out of Palmyra in March by Russian-backed government forces, White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
We obviously were pleased to see ISIL give up Palmyra, and the focus of our efforts has been on degrading and ultimately destroying that terrorist organization. And we certainly do not want to see ISIL expand the territory that they control, and we certainly do not want to see ISIL put at risk once again such a historically and culturally significant city.
Mr. Earnest also condemned the bombings in Iraq, where more than 90 people were killed and nearly twice that number wounded in three separate blasts. This is VOA News. NATO has switched on an $800 million missile defense system in southern Romania, a move opposed by Moscow. In an interview with Russia's Interfax news agency, Russian State Duma's Defense Committee Chairman Admiral Vladimir Komodiov called the missile defense site a direct threat to Russia. Jens Stoltenberg is the NATO Secretary General.
Our system is not directed against Russia. It is purely defensive, and it will not undermine Russia's strategic deterrence. Geography and physics makes that impossible. The NATO system cannot shoot down Russian intercontinental ballistic missiles from here or from Poland.
At the opening of the facility, U.S. Deputy Secretary Robert Work also denied the system has anything to do with potential threats from Russia, saying it is designed to defend against intermediate-range and long-range ballistic missiles emanating primarily from the Middle East. A senior Pakistani official in Istanbul on Thursday said that Pakistan is hesitant to take action against the Afghan Taliban on its soil because of concerns that the group will redirect its violence against Pakistan and Afghan intelligence will support it. The official told VOA on the condition of anonymity that they have to think twice before taking action. Anybody they take action against is immediately supported from the other side. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani recently demanded that Pakistan either take military action against Taliban commanders on its soil or arrest them and hand them over to Kabul. The top court in the Democratic Republic of Congo on Wednesday ruled that President Joseph Kabila can stay in office beyond his mandate if the presidential election is delayed. The Constitutional Court ruled Wednesday, citing a constitutional clause directing the current leader to remain in office until a newly elected replacement is installed. Grappling with a budgetary shortfall, the Nigerian government on Wednesday cut its popular fuel subsidy, raising petrol prices by two-thirds. The last effort to end the subsidy in 2012 produced riots. Despite being one of Africa's largest oil producers, Nigeria, facing a foreign exchange shortfall, has had to import most of its oil. The foreign ministers of Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine reached several agreements on Wednesday to improve security in Ukraine's war-torn eastern Donbas region, but failed to agree on holding elections in the separatist-controlled region. Conflict has killed more than 9,300 people and displaced more than 1.5 million since April of 2014. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.